أنتم برفقة اس بي اس عربي 24.
أنا أحبك. I never forget where mum and dad come from.
They live for today in Lebanon. Horny, you live for the future.
Like the Lebanese people here who hold on to their culture, but they're still great Australians.
لمناد البترون كنت أنا ساعده يعمل لمنادة.
آخر مرة شفت ماي تايتا كان عمري 6 سنين.
Anyway, very, very tough times. My mum couldn't speak one syllable of English. I understood English, didn't speak much Lebanese.
أنا بترا طوق الهندي جيت على تومبا إيدي فاضيين ورجعت إيدي مليانين بقصص المهاجرين. طلق مايكروفون اس بي اس عربي للمناطق الإقليمية بكوينزلاند ببلدة تومبا الريفية يلي بتبعد عن العاصمة بريسبن 125 كيلومتر، وضمن الوثائق الصوتي يلي وثق قصة هجرة عمرها أكثر من 100 سنة انطلقت من كفر زغاب بشمال لبنان لتستقر بتومبا، كان لابد إلنا أنه نلتقي عمدة تومبا سيد بول أنتونيو، مش بس لتسليط الضوء على مساهمات أقدم العائلات اللبنانية بالمناطق الإقليمية بكوينزلاند، إنما كمان لتسليط الضوء على مدينة تومبا الملقبة بمدينة الحدائق أو The Garden City.
Well, first of all, of course, it's Australia's Garden City, and each September we have an amazing event called the Carnival of Flowers. That's just the central point of it, but the Toowoomba region is a very vibrant region.
السيد بول أنتونيو يشغل منصب عمدة المنطقة، وهو بيحمل بجعبته أكثر من 30 عام من الخبرة بالعمل بالحكومة المحلية.
It's very powerful and the economy here is very strong, underpinned by the stability of health and education. But we do have a vast area of 13,000 square kilometers, and some of the richest agricultural land you'd find anywhere in the world is here. But the private sector in Toowoomba at all levels is very vibrant. And to be quite frank, there are many Lebanese people involved in the private sector here. They work hard, they stick together, they work together, and they've made a real difference to this community.
بكرم حكي عن مساهمة اللبنانيين المهاجرين بكافة المجالات، إذ أصبحوا جزء لا يتجزأ من نسيج مجتمع كوينزلاند.
Well, I've only known Lebanese people for a reasonably short time, but it's very interesting that Australia is a land of opportunity, and I think I'm taking a broad perspective now. But many people come from many countries to make a brand new start in Australia because it's a land of opportunity for that. But the Lebanese community here in Toowoomba has got a very good reputation for being hardworking, for sticking together, and you know, being quite innovative in terms of how they've done the things they've done. To be quite honest, I'm delighted that we have people who, like the Lebanese people here, who hold on to their culture, but they're still great Australians. And that's who we are here in Australia.
ما قدر كتير يحكي عن علاقته بالمطبخ اللبناني، إنما حكي بفخر عن علاقته بالصداقة اللبنانية يلي لما بتنوجد بتكون رفقة عمر.
I'm pretty basic with my food, but I guess it's fair to say that my best friend is a Lebanese person. His parents came out here. His dad served in the Second World War as part of the Australian Army, and tragically he died not long after my friend was born, probably when he was about 4 or 5. So this fellow, whilst he's proud of his Lebanese heritage, and he in fact spent quite a bit of time here. You know, and in life you find out who your real friends are. When you look at the story of Joe, and his father died, his mother was in a wheelchair, she didn't speak much English, the Lebanese community gathered around them and supported them. But by goodness me, that man can work. He does a lot of work, and he's now a very wealthy person, having been reared virtually by charity and by the Lebanese community, no doubt helped a lot. But he now is a very, very wealthy businessman in this town. but a good person. And, you know, there are times in my life I can reflect on moments when I've had tough times, and the people that stand beside you and look after you, Joe's one of those in my life.
ما كان فينا إلا ما نلتقي صديق اللبناني الوفي يلي ما قدر عمدة تومبا إلا ما يحكي عنه. اتصل فيه العمدة وقال له: جو أنا ناطرك. ودق باب مكتب رئيس البلدية، وجو إجا بعد تعب النهار بتياب الشغل تيحكي لنا قصة ماري وبشارة رمية يلي تركوا زحلة عام 1931.
يا أهل الدار طلوا طلوا الحبايب شعلان النار والسكر قلبه دايب.
They came over here, Dad came over first, got a job down in Melbourne. He had some relations down there. And then they said to Bashara that he should move to a different area. So he came up to Queensland, settled in Toowoomba because there are a lot of other Lebanese here. Then when he had a job, he was a hawker, had a little truck, and he used to go around like most did in those days. When he had settled down virtually, Mum came up to Toowoomba, and we lived in a little house in James Street most of our lives, my brother and myself.
جو يلي ولد عام 1947 ما لحق يشبع من ريحة بيو وخسره بعمر الخمس سنين عام 1952، وهالشي كان غربة تانية بقلب الغربة لماري يلي صارت مقطوعة من شجرة مع أولاد أكبرهم بعمر الخمس سنين.
I was born in 1947. Dad died in 1952. Mm-hmm. Times when there wasn't a lot of medical help. Yeah. Anyway. But Mum raised my brother and myself.
By herself.
Yeah, and that was a time when there's no government handouts or social services or social security, and we virtually had to make or work for or build or something to sell to make money. And then the government recognised people from the Middle East, and then Mum got a pension. Very, very tough times. Very tough.
Did you recall Mum crying and being homesick and wanting to go back to Zahle?
I don't think she wanted to go back, but she came from a family of five sisters and two brothers, migrated to America and Canada, and Mum came to Australia. She had a brother. My mum couldn't speak one syllable of English, and she needed the support of other people who had been here maybe a bit longer and could understand it. And, you know, she always spoke Lebanese and understood English. I understood English, didn't speak much Lebanese.
شو الكلمة يلي كانت تقولها ماري باللبناني وبقيت محفورة عمر بكامله بقلب جو؟
أنا أحبك، أنا أحبك. I love you, and yeah.
اليوم شو الهوية يلي بيحملها جو بقلبه بعد كل هالسنين، وليش ما بيقدر يلفظ اسم لبنان بلا غصة؟
It's probably more Lebanese, you know, because that's where Mum and Dad come from. Born to two people, both from Lebanon virtually. I never forget where Mum and Dad come from. You know, you got to move forward and take this country because that's where you live. Make the most of it, you know.
Why do you cry when you speak about Lebanon?
Well, and, you know, it's just emotional. I don't know why I cry, but when I remember what Mum went through, that makes me sad, you know. I live that and... Mm-hmm. Very tough for me. I really mean that. It means a lot to me. It's my livelihood. It's my heritage. It's what Mum instilled in me in working, and we had to work to survive.
رحلة جو اللي كانت مقررة للوطن الأم من 10 سنوات ما قدرت تتحقق بسبب الظروف الأمنية بلبنان. بس هالزيارة لمنبع هيك البدايات ندر عليه حتى هونيك يعاني ريحة جدوده بأرض هي أكتر بكتير من تراب ومساحة جغرافية.
I nearly went there about 10 years ago. The war was on and it'd be good to go and see the birthplace of mum and dad, yeah.
ومن الهجرة القديمة يلي شارفت على مئويتها توقفنا مع هجرة معاصرة صار عمرها 60 سنة بتومبا. القصة بلشت بطرابلس بشمال لبنان ومن طرابلس على البترون ومن هونيك على أستراليا. وتوني ويجن أو عويجين كان بوقتها طفل عمره بس 5 سنين.
Look, it's my pleasure. How lovely to meet you, Petra. Baye, back in 1962, was working for the American refinery in Trablus, and his family, Ujaa Australia, Liyam, where they would sponsor each other. It was their turn then to sponsor the next Aile to come over. It would have been 2 years, Sintan, before you could really settle in. They would not want to let the other person down, Yalejebun Lahorn. They would... You struggle with their heart out.
اليوم الوالد عمره 97 سنة وبعده لبنان عايش فيه بذكريات ما بتفقد الذاكرة.
صرنا اليوم after all these years من بعد 60 سنة بيه عمره 97 هلأ and أنا وياه بنقعد وبنحكي كتير على Lebanon and when can Lanruh and a memory that goes back to 2 years of age. Bayou is known as the Lamanada King in Batroun. He created the juice that you hear about, and sometimes they talk about
famous lemonade.
Exactly right. Yes. On all those tourist sort of programs in Lebanon. I can't add or I'm at some Mahoney Kilyom at TV. Who is some jiddo? At TV, I got to the bay, I'll tell you, Heidi Mazboud, I'm Yako Hek Hek Hek, I'll Mazboud, Lamanada, Batroun, Kint Anna said, Yamil Lamanada.
ومن الليموناضة البترونية الشهيرة لساحة البترون كيف صار عويجين ويجن وكيف تعرف توني ابن البترون وهيك الشط الأزرق يلي ما بيخلص على النهر لأول مرة بيتوم
بي كان اسمه عويجين. My grandfather كان he was known as جده was known as تانيوس العبد and then تانيوس عويجين. Dad عنده كان 13 siblings بالعائلة, a big family. ويشتغلوا عمي سام كان يقص شعر بالبترون حد ستيفن, the famous hairdresser here in Australia. إجوا مع بعضهم لهون على أستراليا وكانوا اثنينتهم عندهم small shop هونيك بالبترون.
توني, شو بيقلك الوالد عن تومبا من 60 سنة؟ شو التحديات يلي عاشوها كمهاجرين؟
When we arrived, we came from a seaside village, which was Batroun. We arrived in Brisbane, where عدنا 4 سنين. Then رحنا to a small دايعة اسمه Longreach in central Queensland. And I'd never seen a river in my lifetime. I've seen the ocean, it was beautiful and blue. We arrive in Longreach and tilala ammi ashi hayda almaya dasha majwiya alta habibti that's a river tilala ashi river and you know it opened my eyes. Baye waqt wisil at Australia, he was a qualified electrician. And to go back and do that, he had to go back and study. He decided, la yahamil kindarje, bootmaker. That was his hobby in Lebanon. He opened up Longreach Boot Repair in Longreach, and Ikhweto had the cafe in Longreach.
Tony, لفتني إنه بعدك محافظ على ارتباطك مع لغة هي أم مثل ما الأرض هي أم. ليش حافظت على اللغة العربية وعم تقدر تنقلها لأولادك؟
بحب أحكي عربي بالبيت, but it is very difficult today. You was it an Australian girl, and we don't talk very much Arabic بالبيت.
Thank you. تومبا مش بس بتحتضن التعددية الثقافية، إنما كمان بتحتفل فيها.
The camaraderie that we have here in Toowoomba, we are a multicultural city that works very, very well. It's all just one community.
أولكن ابن الست سنين كان عارف إنه هيدي آخر مرة بيشوف وجه ست نور ودموعها عهيك المطار.
ما بيروح من فكري وهالصورة يلي شفتها ببيروت ايبورت وقت كنا عم نترك in 1962 was my tata نور, my ستة عم تبكي من كل قلبها وعم بتسلب لنا بإيدها. رجعوا شوفوني يا عدرا, رجعي لي اياهن تشوفون, رجعوا شوفوني. ما بنسى الهرت, الوجع بوشها. من هونيك ورايح وقت امي وصلت باستراليا قد ما كانت زعلانه لان تركت امها, سخنت مع ألسا بهتامي. اخر مره شفت ماي تايتا كان عمري 6 سنين.
الموسيقى ذاكرة الشعوب والحضارات. شو باقي من ذاكرة توني ابن ال5 سنين من موسيقى بتردو بنغمة على لبنان؟
I used to sing this song and I've got it in the car but I don't know the name of it, but singing it and singing it, and dad said, oh, you're singing Fairuz, how do you remember that music? There you go, that is it. That makes me cry when I hear it. I just love her voice.
رحلتنا عمية سنة وأكثر من الهجرة سكرت كتابة, إنما صفحات جديدة بعد ناطرتنا تنكتب عليها قصص وخبرات وذكريات ما بتمحيها سنين. من تومبا كنت معكن أنا بترا طوق الهندي. شكرا لكرم إصغائكن.
استمعوا إلى آخر إصدارات SBS عربي 24 على جميع منصات البودكاست. تابعوا بودكاست الهوية في موسمه الثاني الذي يروي قصصاً واقعية تعكس تحديات الانتماء التي يواجهها الشباب العربي في أستراليا.